Well, on Alaqaia, first of all, Central Pacific Bank just had a major remodel of their lower levels. And it's very exciting because it's opened up and it's created a wonderful, friendly environment. They just did a beautiful job on that.
Yeah, they put a gallery in the bottom floor. They've got that incredible installation. Does this make sense for them to do this now? And what are they thinking, Andy?
Well, they had a large space down there that was a branch. And it was probably too large from day one. And they put in Starbucks in there and a beer operation and some food. And they've also made it a community space for nonprofits and for their customers.
How about, okay, move westward? What's happening on Bishop Street? Are those office buildings all empty now?
Pretty much. But the good news is that one building that used to be called 1132 Bishop, and maybe it's still called that, owned by Douglas Emmett, is being converted to all residential. That's very
Oh,
exciting
yeah.
because that's going to provide a lot of life to downtown.
It's right next to the church.
Yes, right across from the church. I think it's like 500 units on Fourth Street Mall. That's very significant. Plus, there's a transaction in escrow right now for the what used to be called the Super Block next to Walmart. It runs from Fourth Street Mall to Hotel Street. It's a bunch of old buildings that are 2 or 3 story tall. Fisher Hawaii has been in there.
What's happening with that
It's in
thing?
escrow right now, and I'm not at liberty to announce what's going on, but it's going to be very exciting. I'm really happy because it's going to have a major impact on downtown in a positive way.
All right. People have been buying
Yeah.
downtown. What's
Yes.
the action been?
So Carrizo just bought the building, Malka of that, across Hotel Street. That's the old Pantheon building. And he bought that from the Dowsett family. And that's also going to become more valuable based on what happens on the Mackay side of that building. That's in escrow right now. So he did a good thing.
Gee, that's a good block there. That's a
That's a
key
very good
block.
block, yes. And they've got a fair amount of parking that comes as part of it. So it's a good deal. But moving on, the Peggy Hopper Gallery on Nuuanu was bought by Miley Myers. And she's opening her own shop in there. And she's also got a co-working space on the second level. She's done so much for the Hawaiian community. She's just a true gem.
What kind of hope do you have for city properties down there?
In the city property, the ground floor, which is a quasi ground floor because it's off the ground, at the corner of Nuuanu and Hotel Street on the Mackay Diamond Head side. That's being converted to an art gallery. That's very promising. A wonderful lady is helping to do that.
Sandy Pohl.
Yes, thank you. She's terrific.
What do you know about properties west of Nuuanu?
They're hurting really bad because the retail that was there has probably gone away 90%. And so they've really closed up. It's problematic. Some properties are coming up for sale down there.
Like
It's
which ones?
in discussion right now. But the city doesn't move the homeless out, so it's going to be really hard. If River of Life were to move, it would help a lot. And then these guys are still working on the Wo Fat building and converting that.
They still got steam, huh?
It's going to happen, but they're going through the permitting process, which is taking a while. And then you read about the Remington building.
Which one is that? It's
That's
way down, right?
at the corner of Hotel and Bishop Street on the Mauka Diamond Head corner. It's got a food court in it.
And the downstairs,
Yes.
the coin place is there.
Yes.
What's happening there?
They signed a new 75-year lease. The buyers of it bought the building and signed a 75-year lease for the ground. And they're converting it to a Marriott hotel.
Oh, you're kidding.
They're going to convert that to a Marriott. So it won't be a high rise. It's going to be the building that's there now, and it's going to be reused. And it's going to be sensational.
Okay, now help me. What's happening across Bishop from that?
Nothing.
Nothing where Kamala isn't, that's gonna stay like that? It's just,
Those buildings are all independently owned, and I think they're all going to stay there.
oh, that's so refreshing, isn't it?
Kind of, you're right.
So you think that people are still kind of bullish on downtown? downtown Honolulu, they're figuring, is going to come back.
Very definitely, yes. And I'm so excited about it. I think it's beginning already, but I would say it's going to take 2 to 3 years before we see a real turnaround.